Some enchanted evening, you will. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry, wrong show. Beef Wine and Shenanigans, folks. Yes, sorry, I slipped into Frank Sinatra mode for a second. Hi, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Once again, here we are. Stephen Van Patten, joined as always by Mark Abbott and Kirk Johnson, who has, of course, great taste in T-shirts. Now, we also, as you can see, have a guest. Let me tell you about her. She overshadowed over 8,000 contestants to win MTV's second Wannabe a VJ contest and bested Carson Daly, who doesn't get bested often, as People Magazine's favorite VJ. Doesn't say what year. All right. But few know this sharp-witted beauty started her career at age 3. Early on, she worked with Broadway legends Hal Prince and Nanette Carroll. And by 17, was choreographing national acts and went on to study at Alvin Ailey. After MTV, she continued hosting shows, wrote articles for national magazines, and pursued credits in unscripted reality series development, casting, as well as makeup and styling. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, and as Joe Franklin would say, my good friend, Thalia DaCosta.
Yes. Oh, God. Like, is this what I'm supposed to do? Like, where's my handbag?
Hello. Hello.
So, nice to see you.
Nice to see you as well.
You're one of the, I guess, one in a plethora of my former MTV co-workers who's been nice enough to join us for a little nerd talk slash possibly slipping into some politics stuff. You're also in Brooklyn with the rest of us.
Oh, yay. Okay. On, so y'all want my name.
Yay. Brooklyn.
Right. Exactly. We'll be over. Anyway, so what's new? What's good? What's going on?
With me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, because y'all maybe get Paramount to watch Picard, and by the way, we'll talk, but I was watching The Real World, the reunion back to New York. Mm-hmm. You have to watch that. It made me cry today. I had some kind of, the whole reason why I was on MTV was because of the first season of Real World. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, they went back to New York. And yo, it is so of the times right now, and it brought tears to my eyes because I always thought of Kevin as the angry black man. I swear to you, even until a year ago. Mm-hmm. But it made me cry because of the misconceptions I had. I'm telling you, it went so deep and it was so damn good. And it was very touching for a number of reasons. And then I got angry afterwards just because of the same reality bullshit. But they went there. Like, the entire thing just became about like all of the race relations in 1992, and the same shit is happening right now. Everything, Rodney King, gay rights, everything, abortion. It is kind of crazy, like a changing of presidents. So they went back 30 years later and shit is still the same. And they're still having the same racist conversations. So I think you should check that out.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I know Kevin went on to become an activist of sorts. Mm-hmm.
He's also a writer for The Vibe, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was a writer.
He wrote 14 books.
He was
books.
A writer for The Vibe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Busy guy. Shout out to him.
You about it.
Yeah.
About he did that article with, was it Shug Knight? I think that was the one, the Tupac during that time. And I remember that was the one where I believe he asked Shug Knight a particular question that Shug wasn't happy about.
Well,
ugly.
Yeah, that was actually, if memory serves, because I was standing there, this was actually on the set of BET Tonight with Ed Gordon.
Right.
I happened to be stage managing that night. And for a hot second there, I was very concerned about our safety, because what had happened was, so Ed Gordon was hosting the show, and Fridays was always like a roundtable type setup. So Ed Gordon's in the middle, and you had Danielle, I forget her name, but I think her first name was Danielle, and she was on the left, and Shug was next to her. And it should also be noted that behind myself and the camera guys were several of Shug's goons. Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on. Mm. Then we've got, it was Michael Eric Dyson and Kevin on the other side. So hell of a panel there. And Tupac came up and Kevin said some things that were less than flattering and then went on to call Shug a thug or something along those lines. And I probably saw my at least part of my life flash before my eyes. I mean, my main goal would have been...
What did Chuck do? Did he...
Well, he didn't do anything because, I mean, you know, thankfully there's cameras in the room, so I think he was considering that as... Right. But to Ed Gordon's credit, he kind of tamped down on the situation just enough to... so that, you know, it didn't turn into a thing. But I could feel the goons start to get closer to us as the discussion was getting heated. Big tangent side note kind of story there, but yeah.
Sorry.
You know, happy Black History Month, everybody.
Black History Year.
Black History Year. Mm-hmm. You know, no, it's not Black History. Black History. Obviously.
This year in Black History.
Today in Black History, Suge almost kills a television crew.
Well, you asked what I was doing. Right. I was washing clothes by hand in my bathtub and watching about some slavery shit. So I thought I would talk to you about that.
No,
that's what's going on.
It opened. Oh,
you was watching Gone with the Wind. Yeah. He said, "Watching Gone with the Wind," or what was that?
Babies. Oh Lord!
I hate that movie.
Never seen it. Luckily.
Luckily, yeah.
I did as a kid, and I don't. I can tell you right now that I probably can't watch it now as an adult. But anyway, speaking of stuff we can watch, you know what we should talk about. The Netflix movie Without Remorse.
It's Amazon.
Is it Amazon? I'm sorry.
You did. Right. Okay. Oh, let's get into this. This is a good one. Go.
So, my initial thought is that we have stumbled upon another sort of Jason Bourne sort of vehicle. Yes. I don't know. I mean, it felt very much like that. I don't know if everybody else kind of felt the same way.
It was like Black Taken.
Okay.
Really? Okay.
I
haven't seen it. I'm in to see it now. Now I want to see it.
And I want you to look at the reviews as well. Steven doesn't look at the reviews.
I don't.
They are the most racist, crazy shit. Sorry, I have ever seen. They are horrific. Word. Horrific. Word. I can't listen. The movie, I had to ask my mom, who doesn't like any kind of action movies, to watch it because she likes Taken. And it takes you from the beginning, like you're in it. There is no BS filler. I only saw one thing that upset me and took me out of the moment. He turned his back on somebody. I'm like, he wouldn't do that. But otherwise, it was flawless. Mm. Yo, everybody's like, I'm tired of this woke crap. It's unbelievable that all these Black people would be in this. Why does she have this role? Diggity doo da da. None of the people can act. So I had to do a deep dive. Billy Elliot and dude and Michael were both nominated for stuff when they were 14 years old. You're telling me the two leads can't act? You telling me a director from Italy who has lowest rating on IMDb is a 6.6. And you telling me he's worth crap? Please stop it. And I'm so picky about casting.
Right.
So picky.
Right. Well, yes.
So I could pick it apart. And yo, one white dude called him a homie. I had to rewind 15 times. Wait, hold up. He's down. The white dude that said it, oh, no, don't worry about it. He's from Claws, so it's fine.
Okay.
It was like, he has the flavor. It's fine. But I loved it.
I was riveted with this one. And I'm glad that this is part of the Tom Clancy genre.
Okay.
Because we've been with Jack Ryan for a while. And what's interesting about those comments that you're talking about, most of the people that Jack Ryan had to report to were Black. Like,
Well, right. So the young lady, well, the young lady from Queen and Slim, Jodie Turner Smith.
Yeah, yeah. Jodie Turner Smith.
Her last name is Greer.
Yeah.
Which is
a callback.
James Earl Jones'
yes.
last name.
Yeah.
Daughter. In Hunt for Red October and all that other shit.
That's probably his daughter. So
that's the callback.
So
right.
there's nothing, you know. We get the same training. We go on the same ops. It's not, you know, I think the baddest part of that whole movie was the scene at the airport. When he set the car on fire.
Oh, he I like that part. I'm sorry.
And then
I
gets
know.
In the car with the dude. And I'm like, yes. See? That's
I'm gonna watch this shit. I'm gonna check this shit out right now.
I want no remorse. I want you to go for it. I don't want you to talk. I don't want you to reason. If you're about that life, you're about that life. Mm-hmm. I want it from the beginning. Right. I don't
like
want
Man
you
on to... Fire.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
But
like
yes.
Man on Fire.
Yes. I just want you to go that, for it. Falling down, all these movies. Like Taken. That's what I'm saying. Shit. The pacing.
Mm-hmm. Put a bomb in a man's butt and tell him to tell you what you need to know.
You have a killer, go get him. That's it. Yeah. You mess with my family, I'm coming for you. That's it. And give me two hours of that and I'm happy. So they all claimed it was woke. I'm tired of woke, 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 woke. I'm like, I need you to educate yourself about your racism. That's what I need you to do. Mm-hmm. I'll be cool with it.
Yes.
But don't use words you don't understand. It just means awareness. That's it. Mm-hmm. And you can be woke and racist. So after this conversation, I'm going to put together my review because I just save racist Amazon reviews and get back to them later. So I wanted to talk to you guys about it. And I even made my 70-something-year-old mom watch it. And because if you don't like The Wire and Billy Elliot, like, come on. Like, who doesn't like drugs and dancing white children?
You know what you need? You need a drop squad, Thalia. You got the setup. You already got the setup. You need a
what
drop squad. Like you got like a
you never like seen a drop squad.
Like
no.
You need a bunch of brothers in an unmarked van.
Oh.
With a list of all those Amazon customers from Bill and Ted, not Bill and Ted, from Silent Bob.
I love them.
From Silent Bob.
Oh, Jay and Silent Bob.
When they got all the list of all the people who commented bad about their movie.
I want that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get a list of all those racist motherfuckers. And their addresses, get the drop squad and pay them.
Listen, I want my drop squad to be all girls because nothing is more embarrassing than being beat down by a girl.
Oh, you get some of the stunt women from the Dora Milaje.
But as long as I get to go too.
Yeah, I'll drive. Shit. Just let me drive.
You can
I'll,
get them,
shit,
them those three from Death Proof.
We get a U-Haul van. I'll paint that shit black. Get rid of the registrations and shit.
But you need a white person to drive that car so we don't get pulled over.
Actually, I have somebody.
Oh, Ray would be perfect, Mr. Munns.
No, I wasn't talking.
I wouldn't think about Ray.
Oh, you wasn't thinking about
Ray. Yeah, as the two people who know Ray the best.
Love him.
That's definitely that's two.
Is
being inconspicuous.
Yeah, no.
Is Ray like Samuel that's Jackson from Goodfellas? Instead of dumping the van, he'd probably leave that shit running.
No, he'd probably like stop up at the gas station, start making a conversation, forget we're in the back, and then go smoke a joint with somebody. That's what Ray would do. He wouldn't stay on task. And then he'd leave us with fumes and we'd all die inside. And then, you know. So that's Ray.
He's the guy from, what was that? Bonnie and Clyde. When they went to rob the bank and he parked the car and then couldn't get out the parking spot. when they came out, he joined the...
Now you see, Ray won't
and
work.
And we'll parallel Ray won't park work. The car and just couldn't get out.
I stand corrected.
I can cast a dude with jungle fever to do my bidding. It's fine.
That works too. All right.
That works too. That definitely will work.
So... Thalia, one thing we kind of touched on in what I guess you could say pre-interview. So Spiral is getting ready to come out. Have you seen this? You saw this trailer, right? Chris Rock.
Jackson. Yeah.
In a Saw spinoff.
Yes. It's kind of like Seven meets Saw.
Right. So my first question is, what's the over under on how many times the word motherfucker is going to be said in this movie?
Am I supposed to go? Is this for me?
Yes, 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 yes.
Oh, I think he'll say, I think because he's trying to branch off and his voice is just so distinct, I think that he's going to say it less than I would in my everyday life, but more than a normal, more than seven.
More than seven, makes sense? Motherfucker.
Yeah. Okay. No, 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 more so than I mean, movie you, seven.
Right. No, no, no. I know what you mean. But
on a scale from Samuel to what? Like, give me Samuel Jackson. Well,
I mean, just considering that Chris Rock and Sam Jackson are in this movie together.
Right. Like,
oh, collectively. You didn't say that. Okay.
I know. You just said Chris Rock, mother. That's what you said.
Okay. See, she just said.
Now I'm going to have to rewind. You didn't say
the whole movie.
Yes, I said.
Oh, okay. Well, I forgot Sam was in that. Okay, over, under, damn. Let's just make a drinking game and think about it. I'm going to say 123.
Okay. All right.
That's liver damage.
That's literally, so that's literally a motherfucker every minute.
That's
literally
which might be a little high.
There's two even of for them. Those,
but even for the two of them.
Well, this motherfucker here is making squiggly lines on the wall. Nah, motherfucker, it's a swirl.
But it's about murder. I would.
That was the conversation.
I think that would garner more.
Motherfucker, is that a toe? No, motherfucker, it's a finger. That's.
I don't know. The more the merrier, I say. I'm like, there can never be too much.
Fellas, any guesses on your end?
I'm not going that high. I think we got about an hour and a half. I'm figuring maybe about 20-25, 10 apiece.
10 apiece.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Depending on what their situation is going to be.
Murder.
That seems reasonable because it's not like Quentin Tarantino's directing this movie.
And the only reason why I say that because I think a lot of people forgot that Danny Glover was in the original Saw, and he was in there all of what, 7 minutes, but his name was like prominently displayed. So I'm not sure exactly.
How long Samuel probably going to be.
If what we're seeing on TV is pretty much all the time we're going to see them on the screen. Right. And there's another underlining story that they're going to be concentrating on.
What I got from the trailer, though, is that they're father and son and they're estranged. So Sam's probably in half the movie.
Okay.
Because I just got the feeling that Chris is investigating on his own. And then he goes to see his pop, and then
they get together.
Then it's father and son versus serial killer.
Is it Chris's production company doing it though?
I think so.
Yeah.
See, that's why I think he's going to be easy on the profanity, just because he's trying to break into a different genre for himself. So I don't think he's going to come out as Chris as possible, especially since he has that distinctive voice that sometimes I just can't watch it, depending on what it is. Because I just think everybody hates Chris and it just takes you out of it.
Right.
So I think he's really focusing on that instead of just being him. I think he's going to actually act in this one. Right.
Oh, good one. Okay.
That's funny because it reminds me of the time that I forget the actor's name, but the kid that basically plays him in Everybody Hates Chris.
Yes, yeah.
It reminds me of when he was in Walking Dead.
Yes.
And then the zombies got him. And then I tweeted, "Hey, everybody eats Chris." And nobody really.
I still call him. You killed Everybody Hates Chris. I was so angry at that. Glenn died 5 million times. When Everybody Hates Chris died, I was fit to kill everybody. So
that was the most gruesome. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that was the most gruesome
to date.
So good.
Yeah,
so good. Of a person of color
in that show. I mean, he got trapped between a revolving door, and like literally, we watched him get pulled apart in the door. I'm like, what the hell?
They spent some money on that one.
And it was like in between episodes of him and Tyrese getting killed, also. So I think it was like the month where all the black characters were getting killed except Michonne. And so I stopped watching.
I wanted Glenn to die. I was rooting for Glenn to die. I needed him to die. And so everybody was talking about him taking a baseball bat, like being killed with a baseball bat. Mm-hmm. I was clapping because I was like, you have done so much stupid crap, but everybody hates Chris died in a horrible manner. So, I mean, at least they did something violent for Glenn as well. But that mess stayed with me for quite some time. And we're not allowed to do stupid things. And that bothers me. That's why I want horror where Black people don't act stupid, because we wouldn't go there. We would not do that. That's all I need to say.
I mean, that does definitely take you out of the movie when you would imagine someone who's been acting so street smart and everything else like that from the first half hour of the movie, then all of a sudden, oh, I'm gonna go over here. Right. Bam! You know, and
turn your back. We don't even want to sit with our back to the door. Why am I going to go in a haunted house and not check my back? Be up against the wall.
Right.
Always up against the wall, stupid. So that's all that bothers me. So that's why movies like The Descent or, like you were saying, Death Proof, I like smart things.
Okay.
I just, because then it's hypnosis. There's nothing to take you out of that, bring you back to reality, you know? So that's why it's important for me to.
Right. It's just like this makes. Like make an excuse for the character to do some stupid shit to die instead of just being real to the character, I guess, to honestly.
It's
with
more
character.
Dangerous in the streets here than it is in some of these stupid ass movies. Like, we don't know how to act. That doesn't make any sense.
The actual worst one I ever saw to this day. And I'm like, if I ever see this brother, I'm gonna be like, how did you even let them do this to you? I've always been a Friday the 13th fan. I mean, it's my guilty pleasure. Friday the 13th, Jason Takes Manhattan.
I love that.
He's on the roof with this brother who's a boxer. The brother proceeds to beat Jason, like use every one of his boxing moves to the edge of the roof and tires out. And then he's like, all right, man, I got nothing else. And Jason like just cuts his head off. And I'm like, okay, wait, what? Like, so the last 10 minutes, you've been beating this man. I'm like, why didn't you just throw him off the roof? I'm like,
got all the legwork. He forgot his legwork. That's some bullshit.
You skipped leg day, bro.
He got tired. Understand, Jason didn't swing back. You're doing all the hitting. There's like, you're not bobbing or weaving. You're not exerting no more energy than other than doing this. And you got tired. Right. I'm like,
why do you think after the first punch that didn't affect Jason, why do you think the other three or four would do any work?
The same reason why everybody in a Superman comic shoots at Superman's chest with a gun.
This is true.
I was watching the Hulk scene, that the Omni shooting at the Hulk, and it's like you seen the bullets like bounce off, and I'm like, what made you think the other gun's gonna, you know, just because you have there was a shitload of dudes shooting with M16s, and then there's one dude shooting with a 9, and it's like all these niggas here with machine guns. What made you think that was gonna work?
I don't know why nobody tries to find like some kind of soft spot, at least like an Achilles heel, but everybody shoots at the same place. That's all I care about. Just try something different. If the bullets aren't working, try something else.
Like throw the gun away and say, you know what? I quit the army.
Or just Naomi Campbell him with the gun. I don't care. Just try something
new. Naomi Campbell him. For those of you that don't remember, it's the Hulk.
It's like
Naomi Campbell actually she threw a phone at a maid. Is that what that was?
No. She throws many phones. That's why many I call phones. It. I threaten many people. Phones. I will Naomi Campbell you with my phone. She has been known to throw phones at assistants, at service workers. But I still love her because she owns it. I love her. She's just awesome.
And she hasn't thrown a phone at you. So
exactly. She was so nice to me. But I have seen her be horrible to other people. It was funny, though. Yeah.
That's like, funny. That is funny.
Well, I've been nice. You got lucky, I guess.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah, I guess. She was drunk, I guess. I don't know.
Now, was she one of your interviews back in the day, or you just
drunken parties? Okay. Drunken parties.
All right, that works.
Yeah. Well,
that you sounds great, thing. Actually.
You said a thing for models. So it was good.
I like that. All right. Drunken parties. Shit.
Drunken parties.
Yeah, that's
I remember when we used to have drunken parties. And then the disease came.
Yes.
Yeah.
What disease? Gotta
put an end to that.
COVID?
Yeah.
COVID. Oh, so I haven't been at my house before that, so I don't really know. Because I have been preparing for since I saw Outbreak in high school. I have not touched somebody's hand in I don't know how many years. So I don't know what everybody else was doing, but I have been ready.
Oh, see? So,
mm-hmm. Yes,
that's
yes.
Smart.
We've Terminator talked in the past.
Outbreak.
Mm-hmm. We have talked in the past how you, I guess you saw, well, you saw a certain level of prophecy in the Terminator series.
Yes, I saw it when I was 7, and I don't own a smartphone. I have a Windows phone.
Right.
Yep.
And, okay. And you have like a set of zombie apocalypse rules and that yes. You follow to a degree.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Yes, I will leave my family behind. I don't give a shit about your toy. If your kid is crying and it's making noise and it's going to get the zombie to me, I'm going to kick both of you out my car. If you're going to be stupid, I can't play with you. And my family tried me and I had to remember, oh, no, it's COVID. It's zombie apocalypse. What would you do if there were zombies outside? So I told my family, I'm not going to play with you. Y'all can all go to North Carolina and have fun. It's too hot up in these streets and y'all are trying to kill me.
There you go.
I don't want to die for their right. stupidity.
North Carolina's hot as fuck.
I mean, yeah. You know, it was just dumb.
North Carolina's hot as fuck.
I'm not going. And they wouldn't get tested yep. when we arrived. And like, I just wanted to be safe and they didn't want to follow my protocol. So I'm like, I'm not coming. They didn't want to bring my industrial steamer.
Oh, hell no.
They didn't know. So I wasn't mm-hmm. about that life.
Nope.
And my brother-in-law is a Republican, nope. So he doesn't believe in COVID. So.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the other yeah. thing. It's kind of a shame that, you know, of course, the whole thing got politicized. And just dumb.
Right. As opposed to being a health issue.
A disease.
So now I got my answer.
Now you I got my question. Answer.
Yeah, yeah. I was wondering who Danny Boyle modeled that the sister after in 28 Days Later.
When, great movie.
When she when my man got bit and he was like, wait.
She was like, that was a movie. That was a movie.
He was like, wait. She was like, nope.
That was good.
Nope.
I remember that movie. That was
See, you remind me of a good one. Yeah. See, she wasn't stupid. She did not break her rule. It took her a long. She waited till she was good and safe. Because I'm like, are they going to do it? I need them to do it. And they waited till they were good and safe in the safe house until they got busy. So it was good all the way through. Thank you for bringing up good memories. Yeah. Because Steve and I was trying to figure out like which movies, because I hate everything. And I'm like, well, where were there strong women? I do. I'll pick apart everybody. I'll figure out your casting, why it sucks. Mm. I'll figure out your production company, where you were born, why your vernacular is stupid. But we didn't bring up 28. Thank you. That was a great one. And even the 28 weeks later, I enjoyed. And it had all kinds of holes, but still I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
like most horror stories do.
But if it's good enough, you forgive it. Like your stupid Jason crap.
Yeah, yeah. If you went into any of those films looking for Shakespeare, you were just...
Yeah, exactly.
It, you know, after the final chapter, I was just like, as far as I'm concerned, the first four... or the original Friday the 13th film, he's gone, as far as I was concerned. After that, that was just Paramount going, you know what? We got a cash cow here. Let's just keep milking this until we can't milk it anymore. And, you know, I accepted
that. They became funny, though. It was like an event to go and laugh at the stupidity.
Yeah.
So I dug that part about it. But, yeah, they weren't scary. Like, I always thought Nightmare on Elm Street it remained kind of scary to me. Mm-hmm. So... Yeah, but Jason did not. But the music always remained scary.
Wasn't a lot of Black people on Elm Street.
No, really. Yeah, that's true. It was really just the fluffy kid in Dream Warriors.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love Hank, that.
He wasn't from Elm Street, though. He wasn't from Elm Street.
He was from the south side of Elm Street.
Right,
Oak Street. Oak and Elm. I just live on the corner of Oak and Elm.
Right.
I had nothing to do with going down.
Maple and Ebony. I live on the corner of Maple and Ebony.
And come to think of it, outside of that, The only thing I, the only other person I can think of, and I know there's got to be more, but outside of Dude on the Roof with Jason, this kid in Dream Warriors, like, then we got Kelly Rowland getting killed in Freddy versus Jason.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really think of anybody else.
Dudley.
Oh.
From Different Strokes was in
Friday
13 Part 5, and he actually survived that. He's
hey, wait, wasn't Nunes in one of them five. Also?
He's the one. Well, you say, well, see, you have to understand, Nunes, there was Nunes. Two brothers in the film, and we can't have that. So one of them had to go. And I guess because Dudley was younger, you know, we don't kill children on the screen. Well, back then you didn't.
Back then.
You know,
wait, are you talking about Dudley from Different Strokes, Dudley?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in Friday the 13th, Part 5.
All I can think about is that back room whenever you talk about Dudley.
Oh, like, no.
I'm sorry. Wow. I'm so sorry. But why'd you say it's true, though? You laughing because it's messed up. But remember, we were like, Dudley, don't go back there. Fuck your bike. You don't need your bike.
Dude, fuck your bike.
Mr. Drummond,
fuck your bike.
Mr. Drummond would buy him another one.
So fuck your bike.
What is he doing in there?
Oh, Jesus.
Make no good sense. See? Oh. What? I'm sorry. I was like, so what were we talking about? Michael B. Jordan?
Black people in horror films.
Yes.
Was a horror story if you want to add anything.
That was definitely a horror story.
That's why I thought it was appropriate.
But then I had mentioned it to, I don't know if you ever saw this one. And now I'm trying to remember if it was, I think it was called Virus. I want to say it was the
Jamie
Virus
Lee Curtis?
Film. Yeah.
The Jamie Lee Curtis film. I think I had told you guys about the brother. There's a brother, I'm sure it was Virus.
Yeah, okay.
There's a brother in the film.
Hmm.
And at the
beginning. Wait, with the chimpanzee?
No.
No, not that virus.
There's a brother in the film at the beginning.
Right.
That when they first see what the robots are doing, he's like, you know what? I'm not doing this. And he disappears for the whole film.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are fragments where you see him in the hull of the ship building something. And he literally, I just remember this one line. He's like, this ain't happening to me. I went to MIT, damn it. I ain't dying here on it. And he builds a rocket. He built a rocket sled to get off the boat. Right. And then after what building this thing, ends up getting killed by the doggone robots because he tried to help Jamie Lee Curtis, and I think it was one of the Baldwin brothers or something. I was like, let me get this straight. You've been incognito for the last hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And now here you just, and same thing happened to Ernie Hudson in Leviathan.
Yes.
Yes. I'm like, yes.
And Yaphet Kotto. And Yaphet Kotto in Alien.
And Yaphet Kotto.
Stop saving white women. Stop saving white women.
Wait, that was my whole point when we were going back to sexy Michael B. Jordan, No Remorse. That was another thing. I'm like, so hold on. So you believe that Demi Moore could be a Navy SEAL, and you believe that Sigourney Weaver been killing aliens for decades. I need you to shut up. So that black woman can't be in the military and can't be an elite officer. But you're telling me, and don't get it twisted, I love aliens, but just your rationale doesn't make any damn sense. And that's how racist you psychopaths are. So, anywho.
Drop squad.
Yes. Yeah.
Drop squad.
Even though I'm pretty sure these cowards aren't giving Amazon their real address or whatever. It's just trolls. But
I'll find them.
No.
No, I shan't.
I got your back. I got your back.
So basically, the virus dude should have just followed Thalia's rules of zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get out of here.
Just build his shit. Don't even say nothing. Just be like, dee, 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 dee. and then just take off like Wile E. Coyote.
Right. That dude from Scream, the brother from Scream, the cameraman from Scream. As soon as shit started going down. I mean, I've seen these movies before. I'm out of here.
All of it was good.
I forgot about him. Oh, my God.
I mean, yeah, there really aren't any good characters. That's what I liked about Jamie Kennedy's character is that, you know, he knew the formula and that's what made it funny. Mm-hmm. Is that he kept on, you know, he was a horror buff and he's like, this is how they do it and blah, blah, blah. That's what made the movie so funny is that, you know, it was a running joke and it was good. But otherwise, no. But they're doing another one. So I'm excited about that one.
Another Scream?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Or I made it up.
I have thought of one. I thought of an interesting one. Event Horizon. Lawrence Fishburne. Event Horizon with Lawrence Fishburne and the brother from The Wood.
Michael T. Jones.
Michael T. Jones. They both live. No, Michael T. Jones lives.
Michael G. Jones lives.
Which one is Event Horizon?
That's
Sam Neill's also in it.
Yeah. Okay. Sam Neill. Spaceship.
They went and found the ship that had gone to hell and back.
Right. Yes. And I was like, why you go on it?
Why are you going on the ship? That was actually the premise of the movie because they're testing to see they needed to. It went someplace. They didn't know where.
Right.
And the idea was they need, because it went through a black hole. So, of course, they're all scientists. Everybody on the ship was a scientist. Mm-hmm. So they had to test and see what the hell was going on. Like, all right, well, where'd you go? What data can we get from finding out, you know, where did the Event Horizon go to? Because the ship was actually designed to do that.
Right.
So we got to retrieve data. And hey, they went through hell.
Ended up in hell in space.
But the funniest part is Lawrence Fishburne, because after they tell him, well, it looked like it went to hell and it brought something back with him. All right, mission's over. Time to go home. He actually did that. Right. He said,
get the batteries. Okay. Let's load this thing up.
Blow it up and get the hell out of here. He actually did that. And the ship actually was doing an Amityville on him all that time. So that was interesting.
I saw that, but I don't remember it at all.
It was a while ago.
I blocked it out.
I remember horror.
But I remember dumb shit. Crap. But listen, I remember some dumbass stuff. In case you haven't noticed.
Like Sam Jackson's speech in the
shark movie? Deep Blue Sea. Deep Blue Sea.
We are not going to fight anymore.
That was some bullshit.
What?
That was some bullshit.
But again, two black guy rule. And LL.
Him and LL.
I would have swore LL.
Was there a shark in that?
Yes.
Deep Blue Sea.
That was just the dumb shark movie. Okay, to me. That's how I remember it.
Yes. Right. It was the dumb shark.
Dumb shark movie with the Punisher.
You're absolutely right.
Okay.
Thomas Jane.
Yes. That movie was horrible.
I didn't like it either. That's why I'm thankful for George Romero. Because after Night of the Living Dead, brothers didn't die no more.
No.
He was like,
Nope.
People didn't like that one. So Dawn of the Dead, the brother lived. Day of the Dead, brother lived. But
City of the Dead, where's it? Land of the Dead. The brother was smart.
The brother,
he actually started a revolution. He was like public enemy of the zombies.
Yeah. Who did with Tarantino the sexy Selma Hayek vampire one?
Oh, that was Robert Rodriguez.
Dusk Till Dawn. Okay. Dusk Till Dawn. With the vampires.
One of the best scenes ever. Vampires. She was fabulous in that. Yes.
She was.
Hell yeah.
Speaking of foolishness, because I don't know why, but Near Dark came into my head. After I spoke to you. What was that, like 87, 88?
Yeah, Lance Henriksen.
Yeah.
Hillbilly Zombies.
But also, it was the chick from the Dixie Chicks' husband. So when the lead singer got married to that Adrian guy, I was like, oh, the dude from Near Dark. That's all I knew him as. He was an actor, but that was a good one. It taught me a lot. The foil and the paper, in case I ever turn into a vampire, like to be really resourceful.
Mm-hmm. The foil, yeah.
Yeah, remember I said I don't read, right? Yes. Okay. If I brought up anything from a book, nope. I was like, nope. I've been making them stuff since I was 7, and it's all coming true. I mean, we're all going to be fat Wally people, which is why I don't engage with technology.
No. The fat Wally people?
Yeah, don't you remember Wall-E?
In the movie Wall-E. The
Pixar movie. And then, like,
I didn't see it.
Everybody, oh, you need to see it. Yeah. It's fabulous.
Wall-E.
Any black people in it?
It's
an animated movie.
Any animated black people in it?
One robot on a planet. It's just one robot. And he's left on the planet. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
One little robot. And doesn't have any language for, like, the first hour.
Okay. Yeah. I want to check that out then. Okay.
So good. And it's, yes. But so everybody's just useless and fat and flying around and can't do shit for themselves. So basically what social media is doing it to everybody. Yeah. I got that Cassandra phenomenon going on. So that's what I see the future. And I keep telling people bad shit's coming and they don't believe me. And then it happens. So hence outbreak. Just waiting for zombie apocalypse.
Shit. Well, somebody... have you walked around Penn Station lately? I think we're almost there.
I have told people, I have told gypsies, like they were actually gypsies in Europe and they smelled funky. And I was like, I will beat you over. I told them and she understood everything I said. Yeah. I was like, when people are funky, I will kick you with a stick. I take dirt just as, it's basically zombie juice to me. I don't know what you're nasty. If you smell horrible, I take that as, like, those are fighting words, smells, like, I will, it can't happen. These
zombie words.
They are, when the funky people trying to come close to you or hold out their hand, I was like, yes. Absolutely not. And she had been begging everybody else up in that line. I was like, no, we're going to the vineyard people. Why don't you tell her to be gone? So I don't deal with funky people. It's basically zombie rules all the time.
He lived by zombie rules. He lived by zombie rules.
All day, every day.
So you must have really liked Zombieland.
No, you said that. I like Kingdom. That was dope.
Okay. Like, oh, that was good.
Okay.
Right. Or like, which one is it? Stay Alive. I think I
told you about those guys.
Like, the Korean ones. The Korean zombies are so on point. The
Train Busan, to Busan.
Yeah, the second one made me want to hurt
people. You didn't like the sequel.
It was a waste of time. Okay. But... no, the Korean Kingdom is amazing, and they're coming out with a third season.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where you devour the first season, you're like, and then you see there's a second one, you start crying with joy. Yeah. And it's a period piece, so it's so awesome. So you have swords and all kinds of greatness, and you have scary ass zombies. It's good. It's very good. What are you doing, stupid? Come here.
Sorry. Telling y'all that shit was good.
It's really good. And there was another one. What is it? Like Stay Alive, where the Korean kid's stuck in his house alone. Yeah. I like that one too. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of good ones.
No.
So I just don't like stupidness. Zombieland is cute-ish. I liked the second one with Rosario Dawson better. Mm-hmm. But I like to learn from my movies. Like I want them to be on my level of that could happen. That's it. Yeah, I see it was preparation. Some people join the military. I watch bad movies.
All right. So
he must have really been upset with the new Dawn of the Dead movie. Talking about people doing stupid things. Mekhi Phifer, whose wife was pregnant and bit.
Mm.
And
hey, that wasn't that new.
Yeah.
The remake.
I don't put up with that.
And I was like, my man. Like the child came out dead. Yes. I'm like, dude, what are we doing here? What are you talking about? You're trying to protect your family.
That's why Carol rocks in Living Dead. I love Carol. She will kill you in your sleep. I pray for them little children to die. I was like, leave them behind and let them die. But Carol is about that life. She would have killed that woman. And I'm like, that's my girl. I love her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Carol's killed whole towns, though.
I know. I love Carol.
She's like a Marvel villain. She's in terms of body count.
She's Thanos. Let's be honest. She's Thanos. She's a survivor. She's a survivor. Thanos. She's a survivor. She's a survivor.
Like Dr. Doom, maybe. Just in terms
that
of
that makes great cookies. Don't forget that. She makes wonderful cookies.
She's the Omar of Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
Carol coming. Carol coming. It's like the zombies turn around like, hey,
yo Carol coming.
she be like, it's all in the game.
She really is.
It's all in the game.
until those little girls died. That's funny. I'm like, until those two little girls came around, I was done. Yeah, I'm the only person that roots for people to die. Like, I normally want people to die.
I'm pretty sure you're not.
Like,
I'm pretty sure.
I want the main characters to die, like, real fast. I want you all gone. If you're doing stupid things, I want you dead.
Well, it's funny because I know Norman Reedus's character was, I want to say he's been safe. Like, I think if they were going to kill him, like, now would be a good time because people are, you know, I think feeling a little less sentimental or whatever. But
they got to cater to the racist white folks, man. So you got to keep
but he's not a racist white dude.
That's not him.
Like, he's not. But
his brother was.
He never really
acted
like that.
He was. Yeah, he was only. Like, he was one of him and his brother are the characters that they added to it too. They weren't part of the original comic, and it was funny. I tell you right now, he would be the least liked character if it was ever to come out that they were thinking of having him gay.
Oh, really?
What? Because they thought about him, because the question of his sexuality was thrown around a lot in the writers' room.
Okay.
Okay.
So they never really settled on it.
Okay. Has he?
And that was interesting. And I thought I found that interesting.
Does he have? Has he had a love interest?
In recent episodes, yes.
Oh, I stopped watching.
Originally wanted him with Carol.
They danced around that.
They wanted it. Yeah, they danced around
that a lot.
And it made you kind of wonder, with everybody else getting fucking around and everything,
right?
How come Daryl's the only one just chilling?
Who doesn't want a D when you're going to die? Like, that's what's being...
Right.
I would be banging everybody, if it was...
You in a prison. You went to prison and waiting, and you safe, and you safe. You got food and everything, and you still ain't trying to get nothing from nobody.
That doesn't make any sense. Even if I wasn't safe, you can hear them coming. Go to a tree or something. Put your back up against the wall. If I met somebody that was alive and good looking, I'd get busy. I was like, I'm not gonna die from COVID, but you know, some D&D might be good. D&D is dick and drugs. So I'm like, that's worth dying for.
That should be patented. That's a patent.
or
I do least, I do D&D. What, Dungeons and Dragons? Right, there's a Dungeons and Dragons? No, dick and drugs.
Dick and drugs.
That's the statement
brought to you by Hasbro.
That's the statement that'll get you shot by her in the zombie. What do you mean? The Dungeons and Dragons? Wow, stupidness. Let's go.
Right.
Well, I used to hang out with the people that played D&D in the back hallways. So I guess that's why it just stuck in my mind when COVID came. And I'm like, I'm not going to die from you coughing on me. I told my mom, I'm going to die from dick and drugs, not you coughing on me. And yeah, it got so bad. My old aunt told me to go get some. They were still like, you are so evil. So they were trying to hook me up. So even my aunts now believe in D&D.
That's a great Showtime title. That's a title for a Showtime series, D&D. And people would be looking at it like, oh, I thought it was like Dungeons and Dragons. And it's like just dick and drugs. Nope.
But it's about dick and drugs. Girls who like dick and drugs. So that would be happiness for everybody.
You know what? It'd be a comedy about nerd girls.
Yeah.
Called D&D.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, they just troll in conventions. We're just going to all the conventions looking for the D&D.
And I'd watch that. I'd actually watch that shit. I'd get popcorn, and I'd be like, yo, can't talk to you right now, nigga. D&D is on.
Yeah. I love
watch
that.
You should be in it.
Hold on. Look. What you ladies looking for? Some D&D? I got something for you.
Wow.
Well, hold on. Yeah, let me get.
Wow. Yeah, there you go. That's it.
Yeah, looking for some D&D. The Dungeons and Dragons tingles over there. Dick and drugs is over there.
Oh, are you Trini?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No cat. Oh, whatever. Sorry.
That's right. This is chasing Amy all over again.
Yeah, but good.
And woke.
I love Kevin Smith.
but that was that brother was my favorite character in that whole movie.
Chasing Amy?
Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
When they went to the Comic-Con and the brother was up there talking about his comic, and he was like, I have a question. What's a Nubian? And he pulls the gun out and everybody starts to run.
I don't remember that.
He's you're going to have to stop this. Funny. They're going to arrest you for doing this. I think he shot at him or something like that, but it was like a fake gun. And he was like, what's a Nubian? Get out, Mom.
Yeah, that one was, I mean, once Jay and Silent Bob came around, that was it. And Dogma, those were the best ones. Mm. The rest were just Dogma. Dogma was brilliant.
Yes.
Yeah.
I loved it. What do you mean?
It was all right.
Selma Hayek's booty was enough to make it a great movie.
I'm a J-Lo booty guy. Actually, so
go look at Selma's booty. Please go check it out. Go. It is worth it. When she sits down on the thing and she goes down to say hi to them, check it. It's a quick scene, but slow-mo it.
All right, cool. I will check it out. I
love Selma Hayek. Can you tell I have been locked up in this house too long?
You know what? I remember going to see Desperado. Mm. And that was Selma comes onto the screen and literally, I in the movie theater, all the brothers gasp. Like I never heard brother collectively go like this completely like losing. Like nobody said a word for like the next time out. We were like, huh.
She is breathtaking. That is what breathtaking is.
And on the low, because I don't know who saw this and who didn't, but Frida.
I saw Frida.
Her playing artist.
Frida Kahlo.
Frida Kahlo.
With the unibrow.
I know, with the unibrow and the limp and the bed.
But it doesn't matter. It's still her.
The unibrow, the peg leg, and the Ashley Judd stuff, hot. Like her coughing being in the bed. Really? Okay, if that does it for you.
I'm not gonna
rain on anybody's parade. If that's your, she's still fine, I guess.
If that's your freak, that's how you want freak.
That's gonna have to be my freak, actually.
Frida.
That's the hill you wanna die on.
Frida.
All right, so
naked in it, like that's the only good part. Okay,
you were talking about how she was sitting.
Well, that's because she was dressed up as a stripper.
Yes,
both of those movies I brought up.
Yes, but she has love scenes in Frida
and in Desperado.
And in Desperado, yeah.
Desperado,
yeah.
But the Frida scenes were a little more revealing.
And yes, they were.
And that's all I'm gonna. You know, for the sake
they were far more passionate. But can we talk about something else that I dislike a lot? Because I really like talking about things I dislike.
Sure, even though, all right, where are we now? We're 3 minutes. So hit it. What else do you dislike?
Creepshow was garbage.
Okay.
It was 100% trash. It was a waste of space. And
so you didn't like any of it or just specific?
Not really. I mean, it really was not. But I will tell you this. The reason why the Black casting was so much better is because it's from Atlanta, right? Mm. So it's shot in Atlanta. So that made sense to me. But get this. Of course, the trolls came for it again because they said that they're tired of the wokeness. I was like, okay, so one Black person episode is too woke for you? Like you're claiming, I'm like, what is wrong with you people?
Which episode?
Every episode. They hated every episode. The only episode that didn't have a Black person, I think, was the one was with the little boy, but the station one was good though. The only one I really liked was the one with
the Necronomicon.
Bob Ross. Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Awesome. Yeah. That was awesome. Yes.
That one.
Okay, you like that one.
That one I like. Yeah. And the one with the basement.
That's my favorite.
Okay.
Dreams?
Yeah.
I just love the fact that he called her Karen. That was funny as.
Okay. They're Beckys. First of all, the name is Becky. And I realized that I got that from Real World because that little girl who Kevin used to fight with, her name was Becky. So I've been calling them Beckys on the low for years. And I wondered, why did I start calling them Beckys? That's why. But yeah, the framing, the muse, the theme song is different from season 1 to 2. Season 2 is garbage. I have no idea why anybody likes that. Different musical director. The cinematography's crap.
Oh, she went in on it.
If you can't act, I need you to pull out because that was just too much crap in my face.
Wait, did you see the very last episode of season 2?
Yes. Which one was it? Oh, no, the one with the half Asian guy. What's his name? Drew Barrymore's ex-boyfriend.
Justin Long.
Yeah. That one I did want to see. Was it good?
I don't know anymore. Right?
We don't know anymore.
You're so heavy on that shit. I don't know.
You're so scared to even say.
Yeah, like, I liked it. I dug it. I liked it. I really liked it.
I liked it, but there was a huge nostalgia factor in that episode.
Yes.
With scenes from Horror Train and Night of the Living Dead very much incorporated into the scene. I mean, into the story. Yes. And I think it's interesting that this was probably one of the easier ones to shoot, considering all the stuff that's already done. And you're just basically kind of imposing Justin Long into these scenes or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, nostalgia factor. I would have loved to have seen him do like Trilogy of Terror or something like that.
Oh, with Karen Black.
Somebody get chased by that doll.
Yes.
That would have made me happy.
I liked it, like the nods when I saw that, okay, they're going to Evil Dead Land with the thing. I dug that. So if this new episode is thrown back to something else, I think that I would like that back. And he can act.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you would. I think you hate it. I think you come out like this. That shit was crap.
At this point, let's not make any promises, because when she finishes blasting them races, she's coming right back for us.
Yeah, for real.
No, not at all. I mean, y'all didn't say anything that I dislike.
Gotcha.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Sorry. I have an opinion, not too many.
So
I'm still thinking about your Showtime show, your Showtime series.
D&D.
Because season two would be B&D, Booty and Drugs. Because then from the guy side. From the nerd dudes. From the black nerd dudes, it's Booty and Drugs.
Yeah, but that doesn't stand for anything else.
No, you got fired already from production, so don't worry about it.
And that's why season two sucks. I'm gonna have to come for your season two. That's why.
You're like putting her shit on Twitter, and I'd be like, "Listen, Thalia, stop putting your stop trying to run us down on Twitter. You got fired. You got let go. You got your money. You got let go."
I would never get let go. It just has to be let go. I mean, I don't take credit for crap. I'm like, that's why I go uncredited on a lot of stuff. I ain't proud of it.
You got to take credit for that, girl.
Well, you know what? You got to take credit. B&D. It's a big universe, guys. I mean, dare I say, can't we all just get along?
Don't worry. I'm going to get back to you. Put a pin in it. It's not a bad idea. I'll make you a season two. I'll get back.
All right.
I have to be inspired.
Oh, no.
I'll wait for that.
Well, folks, that's, believe it or not, that's actually our time. Jesus.
Wow.
That's funny.
Thalia, thank you so much for doing this. This was, it was really awesome having you. I knew you were gonna bring the hilarity, and you did.
Okay, well, let me know when you want to talk about sci-fi next, or fantasy.
Okay, well, that'll be in your next appearance.
Okay. Yeah.
Awesome.
No. We have to do fantasy with her, because if she tore horror apart like this, I can't wait to hear.
But what fantasy is there left? There's any? Oh, never mind.
Sorry. Do you see my fellowship behind me? All right.
Talk about your drop squad. All right.
That's the foot squad right there.
On that crazy note, that's our show. It's just unfortunate. Like, listeners can't actually see what we have here.
So you can.
It's going to be one of those things where you're going to have to check out the episode, either on Facebook or if you're a Q Vision watcher, then check us out there. Otherwise, catch us wherever you consume your podcasts. And that's it. Thank you for listening, watching, joining us. Thank you, everybody. And hey, keep it tight. D&D.